Hello, everybody. Welcome to Inner Circle Biweekly Q&A call. Hope everybody's doing great tonight. Hello,
how are you tonight, Larry?
Doing great, doing great, doing great. Anybody want to jump in and announce yourself?
Derek from Toledo, Ohio. I just had a comment on the Strongsville training. It was very good. Very, very, very good. I enjoyed it a lot. I wasn't there Sunday, though. It was my wife's birthday.
Okay.
So I missed some of the good education and training and so forth. But
it was very important that you were where you were on Sunday.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's good. That's good. Well, anybody else want to jump in and announce yourself?
Hi, my name is Mike, California.
Excellent. Welcome.
Denise from Florida. Denise.
Good. A lot of people just get on and mute their lines, so we never hear from them. I checked in when I first got on, and there's quite a few people on. But so who wants to jump in first with a question? Anybody, just go ahead and jump in.
What is tonight's topic going to cover?
Well, have you ever been on these Q&A calls before?
No, this is my first time.
Okay. Well, that's exactly what they are, is Q&A calls. There is no topic. I don't have a training planned. The purpose of these calls is for me to get on here and personally be able to answer your questions, you know, one-on-one or one with two or three or five or 10 or 20 people on the line. And I'll stay on as long as anybody needs me to and has a question about anything, about a deal, about the market, about what we're doing, about anything that they're working on. But it's not a specific training where I have a topic and I'm going to be training on. You know, they're biweekly Q&A calls, and that's exactly what they are. They're Q&A. So,
okay, thank you.
Awesome. Anybody has a question, go ahead and jump right in.
Yes, I had a question about when we were talking on Saturday. You had mentioned about the bidding on HUD homes. Now, do all of the people that your acquisitions, like acquisition specialists, I forget the exact title you give them, but other than like Randolph and one other person, do you have any other people that bid on those properties?
The bid
or
on HUD
how does that work?
Well, if you remember, I said I have a VA in the Philippines that's doing shotgun bids on HUD houses.
Okay.
But then I also have Randolph and Mike, and what they're doing is they're doing the rifle approach. As soon as we get a counteroffer from HUD, then they're zeroing in on exactly how much we can pay for a HUD house. And they're doing all running all the comps and pulling everything to determine exactly what we can pay. And then what they do is we make our highest and best then.
I see. Provided that it's, say, 70, 80, or 90 days on the market. It had to have qualified with those it had to be one of those qualifications, right? I mean, you're not going to buy something that just came on the market through them.
That's true. We're probably not going to buy one, but we're not going to rule it out if it has been on the market less than that. Our VA is doing the shotgun approach, and even though Randolph and Mike are zeroing in on the ones that we get counters, they're also looking at ones on their own and zeroing in with the rifle approach and just picking out the few that have been on the market the longest and that we feel like we can get a good discount on and are a good candidate for us to buy and then wholesale.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes. And by you having more people that are on that specific task, if you will, that's giving you more opportunities. Correct me if I'm wrong, or is that the idea?
No, we just have the VA, and then we just have Randolph and Mike working HUD. That's it.
Okay.
But we're only covering North and South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Now, by you putting in more offers, that gives you, I guess what I'm trying to do here is getting a little bit more of a grasp on the HUD situation. You know, by having different people specialize in that, you would better your chances, you know, instead of maybe getting outbid by somebody else, that kind of thing. And I guess that's kind of what my question is leading to. But by you putting more bids out there and then a couple people that you're kind of like specializing in that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
That's true. I mean, they know who we are. We're out there putting in a lot of bids every day. A lot of bids. Cool. Well, I hope that helped.
Yeah, but you're not worried about, like, say, you know, like if you had, like, say if you put 10 bids at once, you're not really worried about, like, the funding or nothing like that, right? I mean, you've got that base covered through private money.
If I get 10 offers accepted right away, number one, I'm offering too much.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Your goal is not to get a whole lot of them accepted. Just get the good ones accepted.
Okay. That does make sense because your seller is going to know, hey, he's willing to pay that much, but we'll let him have it then.
Say that again?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, if the seller, if they're quick to take your offer, then they're saying, well, hey, we don't have to worry about negotiating it. We're getting close to what we want. So that, you know, that's letting you know you're asking too much. You're bidding too much for it. You know, because
right.
More, if you know, say for example, it's a $50,000 house and you bid 40, they're gonna get and no one else bid on it. They're gonna want to let that go because then they don't have to discount it as much.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, thanks a lot, because that kind of helped me understand the bidding process a little bit.
Exactly. Awesome. That's good. Are you making any HUD offers in Ohio yet?
I was. I haven't lately, but that's something that I'm going to get back on that, because through the training, I met another, I don't know if you remember Randy, but Randy is also an agent, and so I'm going to give him a call and ask him about that. Now, I don't know if he has that number you were talking about, but I have right now only one agent that actually I had two, but the one guy that was putting some bids in for me, his name is Tom. I haven't talked to him in a while. So Greg has been doing most of the HUDs for me.
Oh, really?
Yes. But this was like about a year ago. And so now I want to get back on that and have them put, you know, just I'm going to ask them, I say, well, what can we do to get some of these things moved? Because I noticed a lot of the ones that I had put in, I don't know if I was bidding too much for them or what. I think I was bidding on them right away. And then one of them, for example, my bid was too low. And then the other one that came in, it was a two-bedroom, and I didn't get it. You know, I don't know why, what the reason was for it.
It was a two-bedroom?
Yes.
How big was it?
I want to say 1,200 square feet.
Okay. Well, I wanted to make a point here. When you said it was a two-bedroom, don't ever bid
mm-hmm.
on a two-bedroom unless it's big enough to turn it into a three-bedroom.
Okay. This one was.
Absolutely it was. But if it was if it was 800 or 900 square feet, I would say no, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. you know something, I'm not interested in something that small. I like the area between 11 to 15. I think that for what I'm trying to do, I think that, you know, 900 square feet is just too small.
I agree. I don't like anything less than 900. I really don't like anything less than 1,000. But for the most part, you know, 900 would be okay. But as long as it's already a 3-bedroom. But when I'm doing searches, I search especially on the cheaper houses, the lower price, cheaper houses, filthy riches type deals. I personally want at least a 3-2 and 1,000 square feet, only because there's so many of them out there. Now, sometimes if I don't find a whole lot of them to look at that day, I might go down to 3, 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yes. Now, is that something that you just like, or is it something that you said that's you like the three?
I like the 3-2s, and I'll tell you why. It's just so much easier to rent or sell a 3-2, so I'll look at those first.
Okay. I see.
Yeah.
I happen to think that 1,000 or 900 and something like that is just too small. You know, a lot of times you can barely get mattresses in, refrigerator. I just don't, but you hit the nail on the head, Larry. That's what people are looking for that want to rent a house. You know, they want the room. That's exactly what that is.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Well, I hope that helps.